This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Friday, December 8th. God's word for you today is Better Together. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verse 46 to 47, and it says, they worshipped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. We were made for community. Naaman was a leprous general, and he remained that way until a little girl in his house gave him the answer to his leprosy. 2 Kings chapter 5. Please read. None of us is as strong as all of us. None of us is as anointed as all of us. None of us is as wise as all of us. The challenge sometimes with community, as beautiful as it is, the reason why people sometimes get discouraged in spite of the value of community is that community is made up of imperfect people. People will hurt you in community. I cannot tell you that things are all rosy in community. People will misunderstand and misrepresent you in the community. But guess what? In that mess is your promotion. That is how God has structured things. So how do you and I cope when people betray us and all we want to do is shut everyone out? It is simple. It is all about placement. Learn to discern people early and place people properly. Even at that, we are still going to make mistakes, but you have to keep at it. You have to learn to place people properly. Another thing is that somebody was loyal to you 3 years ago does not mean the person will be today. Therefore, you have to keep evaluating the people around you. Also, the fact that someone was questionable 3 years ago does not mean the person cannot be your best option today. To make a permanent decision based on a temporary situation is to put yourself in a bad place. Ecclesiastes 4 chapter 10 says, if you fall, a companion can help you get up. But if you fall by yourself, you are in real trouble because there is no one to help you. I pray that you will not fall by yourself in the name of Jesus. One thing that is common to humanity is trouble. I pray that in your day of trouble, you will have people around you. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12 says, by yourself you are unprotected. An enemy can attack and defeat you, but two can stand back to back and resist, and a team of three is even better, like a triple braided rope which does not break easily. We were made for community. The COVID-19 pandemic did not go with 2020. It was even fiercer in 2021. A lot of changes and a lot of uncertainties have come because of that pandemic. However, the more things change, the more we must refuge in the things that never change. I learned that from a rabbi. Let us pray. Father, heal my heart and help me maximize the blessings and value of the community you have planted me in. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.